pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show, hour number three underway. Thank you very much for listening on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on the text line if you want to respond to anything we are discussing. That's your best bet. Everybody is entitled to a response except for you, Ricky. You are still a band. Otherwise, feel free to let your voice be heard. Coming in about 30 minutes, gubernatorial candidate Tim James will join us here on the program. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He is Republican Party Chairman here in Alabama, John Wall, on the line with us. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm doing very well and excited to be back on your show.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it. One of the biggest reasons I wanted to get you on here, let's kick it off here, and then we'll move into the what's going on in Montgomery right now with the legislature, but get qualifying underway, and I guess you're getting to meet with a lot of these candidates running on a Republican ticket. Seems to be going fairly well, but talk a little bit about the qualifying process and where we are today.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. So, and you know, a lot of people don't understand the qualifying process. Once a candidate actually announces they're going to run, before they can actually go on the Republican primary ballot or Democrat primary ballot, they have to qualify with the party. So, yeah, we're qualifying is open from January 4th to January 28th this year, and we're having a lot of our Republican elected officials and a lot of candidates coming into headquarters or We did a day yesterday in Montgomery where we had a satellite office set up where people could come and qualify in person in Montgomery. So yeah, we're enjoying that process. A lot of work, but getting to meet a lot of candidates and getting our job as Republican Party done to have all the candidates qualified on the Republican ballot.
Yeah, and it goes on till what? Later this month, right?
Yes, January 28th.
So, and it's these offices, the statewide offices, are the state level offices, I should say. There's other components that are handled by the county parties, but as far as you go, you handle, the state level and the federal level, obviously.
Yeah, no, that's correct. So we handle basically all the statewide offices, state house, state senate, as well as some of the, what you would normally think of the county offices, like district judge, circuit judge, and district attorney are also handled by the state.
Let's move on to the legislature back in session here in Alabama. It's always time to watch what's going on in state government, but the Republican Party here in Alabama seems to have you guys have really decided you would like to see particularly permitless constitutional carry. Something that the legislature considers, but talk about some of the priorities you think Republicans ought to be considering during this session.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. So, constitutional carry is a bill that I think is important. And the party actually passed a resolution a couple of years ago in support of constitutional carry. And I was really proud and impressed with the state House caucus, Republican caucus, making that a priority bill this session. So I'm really excited about that and the potential for getting that bill passed. And, you know, for me, as well as that bill, I'm always looking at good conservative legislation. The House caucus has also made a priority for a critical race theory bill, which I think is great. I'm a very big supporter of school choice. You know, anything that protects the rights and freedoms of the people and it protects their ability to make their own decisions or to help their family, I'm very supportive of.
Well, and, let me ask you, on the constitutional carry, it's curious to me, there are a lot of Republican sheriffs in the state that oppose this, that in this case where the party stands on it and then having some of your own membership probably on the other side of this, how do you balance that?
Yeah, well, you know, for me, that's easier because the party has passed the resolution. And as chairman, it's my duty to represent our members and our voters, which both overwhelmingly support constitutional carry. We do obviously have some of our elected officials who are opposed. But when I think about this issue and boil it down to the root, because I think that's important in politics, to always, go past the superficial, go past the arguments here or there, and look at it and say, okay, what is the bottom line fundamental on this issue? And for constitutional carry, I think it's clear. No Alabama citizen should have to pay a fee to exercise their constitutional right. And that's what we're doing right now. We're requiring people to pay a fee to own, or I shouldn't say own, but carry a concealed weapon. Now, when you think about that, that is absolutely the opposite of what our founders envisioned. Our founders said, shall not be infringed. And paying a fee, in my opinion, is definitely infringing. And so, on a fundamental level, I definitely support constitutional carry. I think it is needed, and it protects the Constitution.
And you know, like you said, there was the membership really voted for a resolution that you're not on these particular priorities. You're not really stepping out of line here, because this was voted on, I assume, at one of your semi-annual meetings, right?
Correct. Yep. This was a resolution item that the state executive committee passed a resolution in support of the constitutional carry bill. And you know, I don't want to bring up another, you know, side issue. Or I shouldn't say a side issue, but the other side of this issue. And that's for a lot of these sheriff's departments, especially in rural areas where they may not have the best funding. This is part of their funding. And I think that's their biggest issue, is that, you know, they don't want to cut, you know, they don't want their money cut. In order to, this would stop them getting the revenue from carry permits. So I'm actually a big, big proponent and supporter of the idea of actually including in this bill some guaranteed funding for our sheriff's department to cover any expenses that would be, you know, any expenditure or revenue that would be lost by the local sheriff's department.
Sort of fill in that hole that's left behind from these pistol permit fees or whatever, that if you take away the requirement, and then all of a sudden you have a situation where fewer people are getting the pistol permits, and they'll see that drop in revenue, and we need to overcome that. And I guess that's something we as Republicans ought to talk about, because It occurs to me, I mean, you just kind of watch the politics right now around the country, in at least in Republican circles, there's a strong back to blue presence after the whole defund the police nonsense, you know, 2-3 years ago, and I still think some of that continues today. That Republicans are want, you know, it's important that we back law enforcement, but particularly as you see what's going on in places where they did defund the police, these smash and grabs and all of this looting going on around the country, that Republicans are going to really set themselves apart from Democrats by having a strong position on law enforcement.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I joke about this, actually, because there's one police department that is not defunded, and in fact has been increased their revenue controlled by Democrats, and that is the Capitol Police. And I always let people know you have hypocrites when they'll increase their protection, but they think you shouldn't have it. So absolutely, I'm a big supporter of supporting our law enforcement and understanding we all deserve to be protected, not just the Democrat establishment in Washington, D.C.
Join my Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall here on the program. Chairman, this election cycle really shaping up to be, nationally at least, a good one for Republicans. Looking at it, though, the state level, that I think that will be, and I expect this to be true. I'm curious to hear what you think, that we're going to see a lot of Republicans participate in Alabama just because of what's going on in Washington, D.C., that there's, you know, the Democrat Congress and the Democrat president. Typically in those scenarios, you have a big Republican turnout that midterm off your election.
No, absolutely. I honestly think that 2022 is going to be an incredible cycle for the Republicans, for Republican candidates and the Republican Party. I tell people we just have to survive until November. And then hopefully, you know, I feel confident we're going to take back the House, and we are working every day to try to make sure we're going to make the Senate as competitive as possible. And I'm very hopeful we can take back the majority in the Senate as well.
Yeah, and that, you know, there's some things that you're going to be doing, I think, or at least the Republican Party in the state will do to help out in you know, some of these swing states or swing precincts. So you look over to the east in Georgia, a Senate seat up there that could be flipped. Obviously, you want to make sure that you protect the incumbents in a swing state, perhaps Florida, et cetera. There's things, maybe some of you could deploy some of your resources, around the country.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's all hands on deck. I always start my speeches off now with, we are in a battle for the heart and the soul of this nation. And we really are. This is a tremendous, it's a turning point in our country. Whether we're gonna stay a constitutional republic or head more towards the socialism, vision, you know, the Democrats' vision of this new socialist utopia that cannot and has never worked and will never work. So, you know, we're very much at a turning point. The Alabama Republican Party is going to be very, very involved with trying to help take back the House and the Senate. Like you said, we got some opportunities to help over in Georgia, Florida. I'm also looking at some stuff in Virginia as well as North Carolina. So, no, we're gonna be part of this.
Do you feel pretty good about where the Republican Party is nationally right now? As one of the members, you know that. You watch how it goes, and obviously we're not in power as Republicans right now. There's a lot of work to be done, but that and we know the historical trends, but I guess it's just executing and taking advantage of those historical trends. Do you feel pretty good about where that is headed?
You know, I do and I don't. And I say I do because I do like where things are headed. But I come very much from the grassroots side of the party, where you know, the important things to me are the issues and fighting for these values and these things that the Republican Party represents. And so I am never happy. I'm a very ambitious person. And I always think we can do better and be stronger and be more organized. So, yes, I think it's going to be a good year, but I'm also not taking anything for granted. I'm very ambitious and want to help us not only win elections, but also fight for the values and the policies we represent as Republicans.
Chairman, just a couple more things on this, beyond constitutional carry and some of the other things going on in the legislature, at the top there, do you feel good about the field of gubernatorial candidates and what they're saying, that they're saying the right things when it comes to Republican Party, politics, this pool of talent we have right now is going to kind of carry the ball forward in a way that is representative of the Alabama Republican Party right now?
You know, I do. You know, obviously the governor's race has expanded quite a bit recently, but I think we have, you know, three or four candidates in that race now, and there is a wide range of personality and issues and passions in different areas. So I think the Alabama voters actually have a lot to pick from this gubernatorial year.
Yeah, and you gotta stay unbiased there as the chairman of the party. But you feel good beyond the primary. Once we get past the runoff, if there is a runoff for some of these key marquee races, then we're as a party in Alabama in a really good spot taking on Democrats.
Oh no, absolutely, and you know that power and that it gives us the ability to get involved in other areas as well. Because no, we're gonna be strong. We're gonna keep all our statewide elected positions. Obviously, we have an open Senate seat, and we're gonna back that candidate, whoever that is. And we're excited. We're gonna win a lot in Alabama, and then we're gonna help to take back the House and the Senate. So it's an exciting year to be a Republican, especially here in Alabama.
I mean, this is a time if you want to get this is a time to get involved or become part of the process. If folks do want to find out more about the Republican Party in Alabama or get involved or whatever it may be, is there a place they can look that you could point them toward?
Absolutely. So we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, Alabama Republican Party. And then, of course, always on our website, algop.org, where they can donate, they can volunteer. You know, if we're getting our teams ready to go out of state or in state, you know, helping Republicans win. We love to interact with the public, and anyone who wants to be part of the party, we would love to have them contact us.
Chairman, as always, we appreciate your time, and we will talk again soon.
I look forward to it.
That was Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall there on the line. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.